Good morning or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. And this is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom or the insight that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally written our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do. And I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, but we do encourage you to stick to one question, the biggest thing that's on your head at this time. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And we open up those phone lines after the first break. We want to talk about up-and-coming events. We have been doing free teleclasses throughout the whole year, and you can listen to these. And the one that's still on the website that you can listen to is called You Are Your Higher Self Now. And there's so much information about your higher self, the fifth dimensional being, the soul, the oversoul, ascension, that many people are confused. And many times when I look into somebody's energy field, I see that they energetically hold their air quotes higher self way outside of their energy bodies. And so it looks like a kite, that there's a tube or a string attaching to this, our higher self, or the image of an angel, which is my cue when I'm reading the person, that the person unconsciously or consciously still holds a belief that their higher self or is outside of their energy field. And so that means that we can understand the concept, we hear the concept, we hear the words, you are the angel having the human experience, but this time right now we're learning to how to hold that, how to anchor it literally in our physical body. So that class gives you a lot of information about what is the higher self, the soul, the divine essence, oversoul, what's the difference, where is your higher self, and the importance of embodying and embracing your higher self now and feeling the higher self living inside your physical body. And many people have listened to the callback, and that when you get to the callback, you could, as soon as you listen to the class, you could have the ability to fast forward and go right to the attunements that we do throughout the show. And many people are working with that, their classes for their energy tune-up, their energy workout, their daily workout, and I'm really getting a lot of feedback of wonderful results. So that's right on the website. As soon as you go there, it says free teleclass, and we also have another one coming up at the end of the month. It's usually on a Tuesday, and usually the third Tuesday of the month, and there'll be more information starting November. We also have the Mini Lightstream Lives, and the next one is November 18th, and they're from 6 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. This is where it will be on phone or in person. Everyone gathers, everyone gets a reading, and it's really a lot of fun. People really like these gatherings. Those people that call on the phone, I tend to go to you first, unless you live on the West Coast and you want to come into it later, that's fine too. And everyone, again, gets a reading. So people get a lot of messages, not only through their own reading, but when they listen to other people's readings, they get messages, or they hear the theme that's going on, and so they take away a lot of information. So those are the Mini Lightstream Lives, and again, the next one is November 18th. And then we have the gathering. So the next one is this Friday, November 4th. I can't believe it's already November. And at 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this is where we gather, again, in person or on the telephone. And this is where we talk about the energy shifts that are going on. And then we get into energetic attunements that will affect your energy field. And they always shift and change because we're constantly shifting and changing. And so then everyone also gets a chance to put their input if they choose to. If some people don't want to talk, that's absolutely fine. I absolutely honor that space, because you get something whether you speak or not. But those that choose to speak and want to share what's going on with them right now, I'll read their energies with the bottom line. I'll give a brief over energy glance to see what's going on with your energy field, talk about the blocks, and then toward the end we do a very big attunement. And, again, a lot of people call back, and they work with that, the attunement that they do. So those are called the gathering, and the next one is this Friday. And if you're not able to come, Friday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time, and attend, remember that you get an MP3 of these classes and that you can listen. You could give me your name, and if you want to ask questions about what's going on right now, that's you can do that. And then I will call you, say your name out, your first name, and I'll read your energy so you can participate if you're not able to physically participate. So those are the gatherings. And, again, we have a lot of stuff going on. We have the gold coin readings, and they're only $40. I have an unbelievable response with those. And I do have to say, for those that have been waiting, I am all caught up. And I do thank those people for their patience, because if you didn't know, Noah, I had a very good best friend, family member in the hospital since June, middle of June. And I'm glad to say that she is out of the hospital from the last couple of weeks. And so that has been taking a lot of my physical time. But I am all caught up. And so we're back on track with the gold coin readings. And the gold coin readings is where I read your energy fields. And the direct, we go right to your money, where you hold money, where your blocks are. And it's not only about talking about the blocks. We also release those blocks. And then I give you tools that are not part of the free energy exercises that I give. They're not part of any other classes. If you ever took any classes, the attunements or exercise, these are absolutely for releasing blocks in the energy field. So when we cleanse and clear your field of any kind of blocks, then you're giving the tools to continue to work with it, because that's the important part. When somebody cleanses and clears you or balances you, regardless if it's me or somebody else, that you really want to continue to work with the tools, because that allows the energy to continue to flow and to continue to keep you balanced. So those are the gold coin readings. And again, I've heard people say that there's been inheritances that have been blocked for years and years and years, and that there is able to be released. I've had people that have had jobs that they've been waiting for, again, for years, and all of a sudden they get a promotion. I've had people that have found money, that people, like grandparents or parents, have hid money somewhere in their land and nobody's been able to find it, and they've been to psychics all over the world, and all of a sudden they find it. So it's just amazing, the results of the gold coin readings. They've changed people's lives, and it's just amazing to me how everybody is different and how we can really think that we're open. And many people say this, I don't understand. I do all the right things to be open to receiving abundance, and I have my affirmations. I do. I've been doing it for years, and I still don't understand why something doesn't come in for me. And the answers are within, and your energy body shows and tells you why you're blocking, and then you're able to release it. So those are the gold coin readings, and they're only $40, and it's well worth it, because you get a tape with it, you get the attunements and the exercises, and you get all the information. We also are going with the for November. We have the remote readings, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. We're also opening up to 45 minutes or an hour session, and we're doing $25 off those that are 20 minutes or a half hour, $25 off the remote readings. And also for the 45 minutes and hour readings, we're doing $40 off. So the remote readings are different because you don't have to sign up for time. You get the tape, the CD of the readings. And if you have certain questions, you're welcome to email them to me. If not, if you just want me to read your energy field and just read what's going on, I absolutely read it. I just go in. Your energy, you have tons of information. I don't need to have questions for me to read your energy field. And we read what your body is saying to me. It's like opening up a book, and you get to hear what you're putting out to the universe, to be honest. The energy, the signs, the signals, the blocks that you're putting out to the universal energy. And every reading is a clearing, because that's my intention, that we clear the blocks that come up. And so the remote readings, again, you don't have to have a schedule, but you do get a CD of it. You get a tape. I make notes, every single person. I have this, looks like the Da Vinci Man. And I have all these notes around, and then I always tend to give exercises, energy exercises with that. So those are the remote readings, and those are the specials. So $25 off the 20 or 30 minute readings, $40 off of the 45 minute and hour readings. And so those are the specials of coming up in November. We also are planning 11-11. A lot of people are talking about the 11-11-11 energy. And so we are going to be doing a teleclass on that. There's more information going to be coming. Many people are gathering around the world. And whenever there is people gathering, and whenever there is a lot of people said, what's the big deal? Every year it's like the 10-10-10 energy, or the 9-9-9, or the 11-11-12-12. Everything is energy, including numbers. And so the 11s are our master number. And so that we're going to be able to bring in those master codes, the master codes of the architect that helps clear our blueprints, our energetic blueprints, and bridge and connect with those people around the world that are connecting and recognizing that this is a high vibrational day where we could anchor ourselves in this world, in this earth, to create heaven on earth now, to really clear out all the blocks, clear out all the energetic smog that's out there, and be able to anchor yourself. And as you anchor yourself, the energy radiates out to everybody around you. It goes to the land. And can one person make a difference? Absolutely. It's been said over and over again, be in this world and not of it. With the faith of a mustard seed, you could change the world. all of that is been what masters have been saying forever. So you do make a difference, and you don't have to be on a stadium and going around the world to make a difference. Everyone makes a difference. And if you really think about it really simply, either every day you are adding more symmetry out into the world, into your life, or you're adding more chaos. And so we want to do symmetry. We go into our break. You listen to the Carol Thomas Show with open phone lines when we get back.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601 and visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
The average American spends $16 a day on food, and statistically, two out of three are considered overweight. With the Take Shape for Life program, you can not only shed those extra pounds on your way to living life at optimal health, you might be surprised to actually save money doing it. Talk to a Take Shape for Life certified health coach who's lost the extra pounds and listen to the passion in their voice and to the story of their journey. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit positivepathhome.com. Positivepathhome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and we have open phone lines. We're live today. I know for the last couple of weeks I've been traveling here and there, but we are live today, and we will be for a while. So the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. Open phone lines to the top of the hour, and Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Well, sounds like a plan, and love to do that, along with Happy Halloween to
yes,
you.
Yes, that's right. Happy Halloween to you.
So we were talking a little bit earlier. You kind of gave out a little brief description on what your costume might be this year. Tell the folks, everyone, obviously, who's listening.
I'm the White Witch.
Oh, good. That's good. I actually went with myself for today. Unfortunately, you know, I had twin boys a couple months ago, so It's kind of all about them this year. And
right,
we had our little company party here last Friday, so I was just a country bumpkin. I'll just say I was that. It was good times, good times. But enough about me, enough about me. Let's go to Julie. She's calling in from Seattle. She has a relationship question, and hopefully she has a great Halloween coming up, too. Julie, welcome to the show.
Hi there. Recently, I had met a guy. We talked multiple times a day on the phone, emailed back and forth, finally met each other. We had tons in common, so I thought, and it really didn't pan out. So I'm kind of wondering kind of why that, and why not the real guy, or when is the real guy showing up?
Okay. Thing of him, he was a warmer upper. Whenever I see anybody with weights on their arms and they're exercising their arms, and I see your weights go from 5 pounds to 10 pounds, think of sometimes there's a theme that I heard a long time ago from, I think, a Reiki master, that some people come in for a reason, some people come in for a season, which means a time, some people come in for a lifetime. And these are all kind of romances, friends, romance, all that. So obviously he was for a reason, to open up your heart, right, to be able to be acceptance of love. But I'm also seeing that there's a part of the energy. When I looked at his energy field, he's wearing this shackle on the right side of his energy field, on his foot. And so the right side is his male side, is also right now. So that shackle means to me that there's a part of him that's stuck in old patterns and that he's not ready to move ahead. And it's nothing personal. It's just his own stuff. And he's bringing me to work, to home life, to all of that kind of stuff. And so and when anybody has any kind of shackles, that means weighted down. So think of trying not to take that too personal, especially when we talk to the person and it seems like we have a lot in common and everything's flowing, and all of a sudden it kind of pops and fizzles out. It's kind of hard not to take personal, but if you think of it as that he opened up again, exercised your heart, got some heart energy, heart sweat going on there, and heart sweat is good because it really feeds our heart energy. And so relationships are all about opening us up to love and unconditional love and really reminding ourselves to love ourselves. And so he was really good at, with opening that, and especially for you to not to fall into something wrong with me and the who's, what's, where's, why's. And so because I do see another one per person coming in for you, and it looks like the energy of December, and it's not December, next year, 2012, because I'm seeing this cloud coming over your head on the right side. It's like a 45-degree angle, right, if you put your hand up there. And that cloud is the energy of, like, worst fear nightmare of how about if I don't meet anybody. And you want to get rid of that cloud. You want to pop it. You want to recognize it. And then does not meeting anybody or not being in a relationship define who you are? No, it doesn't define who you are. It doesn't change who you are. So you just really want to look at that and just really, that's opening up the heart and having that heart sweat. And so think of him as he was a warmer upper to open up your heart, because I literally see your heart coming out of a shell. And so that's your own protective defense mechanisms that you've created. We all have them, right? And so, and he opened up his heart, but then he went into the shackle, right? And so that's his own thing. And again, I'm seeing the last year and a half in particular, it's been very difficult for him, just different life stuff. So you helped him in a way. You offered him to a chance to be able to get beyond his past blocks to step into it. And then he did like a freezing kind of thing. So that's his own journey. We blessed him. And then again, I see another guy coming in for you from December. So from now to December, Julie, really write a list out of the attributes that you really liked about him. Sense of humor, warm, funny, solid, having stability. And then do those to yourself over the next month. That's your diet. Fill yourself with warmth, a good sense of humor. What we want in a relationship, we want to do to ourselves, because then we're reflecting the energy out, and then we draw in and attract the same kind of energy. Think of like attracts like. We tend to want these attributes, and then we sit and wait for the person to bring them in. And it's the way to manifest them is totally opposite. Whatever we're desiring, we want to manifest ourselves, bring it to ourselves, and be able to radiate that out to energetically, literally, and then you'll start attracting those people into your life. So, and I keep on seeing the number 3 over you, so I'm really going to the last 3 years of your life, last 3 months of your life, from now to May. March is very significant with you as far as really turning over new leaves in many different ways. And so it's a great positive time for you. And think about that, because then I see you standing on top of the world from now to March, and it looks like a really sense of victorious, which means to me really feeling that you have arrived in not only this relationship, but many different parts of your life. So take through November and really write out those attributes and really do all those attributes that you care, want to have in a relationship. Do those for yourself, okay?
Sounds great.
Very good.
All right.
Happy co-creating. Happy Halloween.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Julie, for calling in. That leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Well, now, let's see, scoot off to Adriana. She's calling in from Seattle, and it sounds like her mom has been coming to her in some of her recent dreams. So let's see if we can help her out. Yeah, Adriana, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. Good morning. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you, Adriana. So what's going on?
Well, past couple of days, most recently, the past 48 hours, my mom... it's been coming to me in dreams, and I feel that there's a message that she's trying to convey. In one of the dreams, it was like I was sick and she was holding my hand and she had a message, and when I woke up, I couldn't remember what it was. And she's, crossed over a number of, couple of years back. So I'm wondering, what could you see and make out, what is she trying to convey? I've been going through some ancestral work, soul retrieval done on the 1st of October, and kind of processing where my life is going. And I've been dealing with some heavy-duty issues. So what do you
see? And that's exactly what she's coming in for. Because, first of all, the timing is really interesting, because they always talk about Halloween as when the veil becomes thinner. It's like we're connected to All Saints Day, you know, so it really has to do with a real energetic history that goes back to an ancient history when, just think about, I could go on for hours, but just make it really simple, when we were all really remembered that we were the angel having the human experience. And so this Halloween in particular, this season right now, is what you're picking up, and especially because the work that you had done in October, I'm seeing you really opening up your front fibers, and think of your front fibers and your energy fields where we put our hope, dreams, and desires, and especially around heartache, issues of heart, and also grief. I'm seeing you really releasing grief throughout your emotional body. It's like the 2 to 4 feet around you is where I read the emotional body, and you're really clearing out old patterns and including past life things. So she's here to, I see her putting out like the holding hands, but then her hands become very, very big, and then she like introduces you to the divine feminine energy. So she is encouraging you to look at the family history, look at the messages that she gave you, take those that resonate, throw out those don't, and then she, with the divine feminine, she's like introducing you to her and like having you merge with her. So that's the divine, the empowered woman, right? And so because you're the family generation, bridger, breaker, and so right now in particular, I'm seeing you turning your back at those patterns that could hold you back, and really stepping into this new place of how you see yourself, feel about yourself. And so, and then she puts yourself in the spotlight on the stage. And whenever I see that, it's like a real emphasis of accepting unconditional love of self, being able to direct that in every corner of your life and anywhere that feels shaky, anywhere that feels like you're going to be doing a lot of rearranging with people that I call like the negative Nellies and the depressing Debbies, and those kind of people. Just like clearing them out in any direction, and work-wise, family-wise, neighbor-wise. It's just like not getting hooked into the mental, emotional dramas that the human experience could whip up for ourselves, right? And as you clear out, it makes space for, it's like redefining family is what she just said. And then she does air quotes with family. And as we wake up and realize that we're all connected, we're all family, each and every single one of us is part of the whole. And so that means we're all connected. And so when we release those that have been the draining us, it allows us to open up to that heartfelt connection. So it really is about that. Then she has these hands go into what I call the God hands. And so it's really feeling soul connected, soul connected, and like energetically backed up that you really can, I call it like jump off the cliff, because you know that you're so connected, that you really are so energetically backed up that then we're not afraid to move forward. Many people right now, I see them standing in these, looks like a doorway, an archway, and their soul is saying, move forward, move forward. forward, and it could be they want to change jobs, they want to get out of relationship, they're feeling contracted, they want to stop getting into like having their fears and their mental, emotional bodies just keeping them in the same situations over and over again, because we could, our wounded part or our ego will always have us go back to what's safe, even if it's toxic or doesn't serve us. And so you're at the doorway and you're ready to step through, and that's what she's given you, the hand to encourage you to step through that doorway and see what it looks like to pierce, live beyond the veil is what it is. So it's all of those kind of messages. And she also wants to let you know she's very proud of you. So I've taken that proud, taken that love, and we are going to our next break. So you have a wonderful day, Andriana, and we have going to the phone lines right after the short break.
Have you ever been on a diet? Are you ready to kick those cravings that have layered on unwanted pounds? Choosing Your Healthy Path, a 24-week inspirational guide to weight loss and wellness, is more than a book. It's a program that guides you off the yo-yo approach and puts you on the go-go road for life. With Choosing Your Healthy Path, you'll form a weight loss club and create your own diet and exercise plan. So get this party started and choose your healthy path. Go to choosingyourhealthypath.com to start your weight loss journey today.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Herbal adaptogens, de-stress and energize. Ginseng, licorice root, holy basil are just a few of these powerful herbs studied for their protective effects on the adrenal glands and other systems during stress. Taken over a period of 1 to several months on a consistent basis, these herbs can increase immune function and energy levels, balance hormones, and help reverse damaging effects of long-term stress. Thanks for tuning in to my Herbal Tip of the Week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet 1 month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Carol O'Connor Show, and I'm with you to the top of the hour, and we have open phone lines, and you could call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, speaking about those phone lines, why don't we go back to those?
Let's do that. And Jennifer now is calling in from Seattle. She has a question on should she be moving or not. So, Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Oh, yeah, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you read anything in general about me and, if you see anything about moving as well.
Okay. All right. When I look in your energy field, first thing you're showing me is that your right foot, or if you put yourself on a seesaw energy, or a seesaw, right smack in the middle, the right foot of the right side of you is 2 feet up in the air. And so the right side is the what's going on for you right now, and also the future, as far as I'm doing air quotes future. And when I see up in the air, especially your foundational energy, you could really be feeling, Jennifer, like something's got to give, something's got to shift, you know, that kind of deal. And if you have symmetry, so it's not this asymmetrical up in the air like you're hanging from a tree, I'd be saying total different things. It's more of a I'm seeing you expanding. It's like you've outgrown your house. Your house represents your energy body. So there's a real sense of expansion. And when we're going through those kind of periods, we can feel like there's a move, right? And I do see the big question about the move, and especially when it comes into December, into January, and I see you tapping into the waters. I do see that the you will be moving, but it's not a rushed hush, like an emergency kind of deal. It's like checking out, going through to take advantage of the things where you could go and take a look at everything. You don't have to leave your house, and you could go with those tours, right? And this is like, again, a sense of something that is much more green for you, much more expanding, much more allows much more growth. And I want to go back to the general reading, because the move will make much more if, how, why, when, why will make much more sense as you are. Your third chakra is really starting to expand. Third chakra is all about self-esteem, self-worth, see the subconscious. When I look before, and even going back since you're 5 years old, imagine there was like a punch mark in it, and so your shoulders were going slightly forward. Think of the Pillsbury Doughboy where they do the little indent, like, you know, they're tickling him. Imagine a punch instead of a tickle mark, right? And so part of that has to do with what you came in here for, what you had to learn, and I could go on for hours, but this for you, especially the last 5 years in particular, last 5 months, and I'm seeing you doing this turning point of filling in that area and really expanding that out. And so there's a real sense of as above, so below, grounding energy, really that in feeling self-worth and worthy issues. It looks like the sun radiating out, and then it's going to go down to your lower chakras, which is really a very big deal because it's really grounding in. You're in the past, there's a part where you're like, I call it top heavy, and so that's the top heavy. You could have access to spirit, spiritual energy, spiritual, mental, emotional bodies, and this is where you're anchoring it down. And so as you do this, then it's going to start getting clearer as far as where and what you want, what you want to go out into the world as. So you can consider yourself in this dressing room trying on all different things, rearranging, feng shuiing, physically, mentally, emotionally, yourself and the area around you. And then I see this like drum roll, or I'm hearing this drum roll, especially when it gets into the energy of December and early December. And then I see you making this entrance, and it looks like you're all dressed up in this red ball gown. And that red is all about the root chakra, tribal energy, and really feeling like a sense of arriving, like of feeling really settled with yourself. And, again, it's like a rebirthing theme here. And as far as where you want to go, as far as the rebirth energy, that's where I see the first image I saw you is outside of the dwellings where you are, and it looks smaller. So that means outgrowing ourselves, but our houses really are indicating like our energy body. So when we expand, can you stay there and still expand? Yes, but it would be like feng shuiing and clearing your house to give yourself breathing room to be able to energetically keep on moving. So you have a lot of growth going on, expansion, and it could move up, mean literally a physical move, but this is not an urgency kind of deal. It's not like I got to go because of money issues and all that kind of thing. It's much more of a growth expansion period, all right?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Jennifer.
Yeah, thanks very much for calling in. And that leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And happy Halloween to everybody. We have now Noreen calling in from Bremerton, Washington. She's looking forward to maybe change up her financial situation. Carrie, she's looking for some good ideas or any insight on that. So, Noreen, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good. Yeah, I've recently, had to move. I had to give up my apartment and go on disability, Social Security income, and it's really tough.
I'm sure. And especially why your energy body is bringing me to July and August of this year. But I also go back to the last 8 years, Nora, with you, and then you bring me to yourself as your 8 to 9 year old, I mean 8 to 10 years old in this incarnation. So you're going through this similar period that you was going on when you were 8 to 10 years old, and I see you wading through water that's going right up to your knees, and it looks kind of like swampy water. So think of that water represents emotion, emotional bodies, and not only your stuff, Nora, but also the, because we're all connected, there's a collective energy that we feel other people's stuff too. And right now, many people are going through this emotional shift where they feel like they're wading through mucky waters, right? And so the biggest thing that we can do when we're going through those waters is bring in a grounding cord and bring in that fire, because that fire energy brings us passion, gives us excitement, and especially when you've had a lot of shifting. It's like those are major transformation, major moves. And so it's like I see your... Going back to the analogy of the seesaw, when I put you on the seesaw, your whole left side is up in the air, a good, you know, 4 to 5 feet. And that left side is our feminine side, our receiving side, ability to receive side, and the past. And so it's really important for you to, over the next couple of months in particular, to be able to ground down, realizing that the disability part does not define who Nora is. It doesn't change who you are. It doesn't, you're still an angel having a human experience. You're still a part of God's source creator. So it's not getting, having that label on, having it over your head and then taking it in. Whenever I hear, or myself, if I was diagnosed like with hypothyroidism, I put it off on a shelf and I didn't ignore it, but I didn't want to define myself that that's what I was. So it just gives herself energetically room, and especially when there's a word like getting on disability. And so it's just being able to say, okay, this does not define who I am. There's major changes. And so it's being able to ground down and be able to get into that space instead of feeling like a great big cloud coming over you and then disconnecting you to what I see the sun represents, like the God source creator energy. It's like being able to adjust to the move that you had, because part of your energy, again, it looks like a plant that was ripped out of its pots, right? And when that, it goes into pot, like a shock culture, a shock, right? Just even if when we do a transplant with a plant, there's still a shocking kind of energy. So it's really important for you to nurture yourself, especially over the next 7 days, 7 minutes, seven weeks, that you're putting, think of it as new Miracle-Gro nurturing energy around your roots, around your whole feet, around your surroundings, and that Miracle-Gro brings in nurturing energy, literally, physically, mentally, emotionally nurturing self, being kind to self, and what it's doing is allowing you to not have that left side of your energy field be so up in the air, because when we're up in the air for a long time, especially when it's sudden surprise, because your body's saying to me, sudden surprise, betrayal, attack, sudden surprise, betrayal, attack. And that attack could even be your body starting to attack on itself, like affecting the immune system and all the other stuff. So you want to bypass and stop it. It's like putting a great big stop sign to it and start adjusting to the changes that you're doing. And again, grounding the energy. And then I'm seeing you starting to breathe is what it is. And there's, again, a similar pattern that was going on when you were 8 to 10 years old, that there was a sudden surprise betrayal attack that was that kind of uprooted you. And so our histories keep on repeating itself until we have an opportunity to just to clear out of your history. So think of this as a time for you to clear it out, and especially remember the saying that our current circumstances do not define us. It does not define us. Our outside circumstances do not define us. We define ourselves. So you want to define yourself as the angel having the human experience. But what does that mean to be the angel? What does it mean to embody my higher self, my essence, my God self? What does all that mean? Taking those things, those truths beyond a concept, and literally bringing the energy down into your physical, mental, emotional bodies, and then you will feel like a lot lighter. And I just saw these like angel wings going off your shoulders, and you'll feel physically, mentally, emotionally better. And then the move, you'll feel like you could adjust to the situation with the move. And then as far as the disability, I see you being able to work within the disability. It's like being able to all of a sudden it's like your whole energy, your feet just spread way far apart from each other. But there's a balance. It's like having building amino acids actually coming into your body. It's like new building blocks that give you more stability, that doesn't have you feel like you're in this contracted state and that this state is going to be the way you're going to be for the rest of your life. All right. And if you haven't, I give out free energy exercises, and this is for everybody. If you have not got them, and if you want them, please email union1111@yahoo.com and ask for the free energy exercises, and then work with them. They really do help clear our energy field. And we are all energy. And so when we have a clearer field, we have more symmetry, and we have less of that static that I talk about. Okay?
Oh, thank you very much.
That You're welcome. Helpful. You're welcome, Nora. Keep
right.
the faith.
Thanks, Noreen. Right. Yeah, thanks, Noreen, for calling in and leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And again, happy Halloween to everybody out there. Carrie is taking your calls. And we now are going to go to Connecticut and actually where you are, Carrie. And
yes,
I hope
I
everyone's
am.
Staying warm because I hear you got blasted by a little bit of early snow, huh?
Yes, we did.
Snow on the old pumpkins is a little early, I think. but it happens. Meryl, welcome to the show. And happy early birthday. I guess it's coming up, eh?
Thank you. Yes, it is. Thanks so much. I'd like to find out, Carrie, if you would, please. I feel I have new guidance, and I'm trying to figure it all out.
Okay. All right. Like new guidance as far as, like, a new guide coming in for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'm seeing, actually, you have, looks like a whole new triage coming behind you. The first one I'm going to is on the right side. It looks like a male energy that's coming to you. He has, like, the traits of Archangel Michael. He comes in with very much, like that protector kind of energy. He's also giving you this shield that's going right over the third chakra, right? Self-esteem, self-worth. And the shield's looking like it's turning into a mandala. And so that's, think of the codes on it or the symbols on it is, it's like who you are when you're in the form of, outside of physical body and when we are just pure energy. We are geometric figure sound and energy. And so that really will help clear your, I feel really protected. Then when I go behind you, I see this energy that keeps on, I call it the Scotty Beam Me In and Out energy. It's very fifth dimensional, very high frequency energy, and it feels male, female, very like angels are androgynous, so there's a real androgynous feel there. And there's a lightness to her. When you first tap into her, him, there feels like a child, and her, his, it's like the message of lightening up. But enlightenment is about being lighter, literally feeling lighter, physically being warm, being grounded, and just really down to earth. And the more we do that, the more we open up our heart. And then when I look at the lady on the side, she looks like a medicine person. She comes in, and at first it looks like she wears this cape with this hood over, and she looks like an elderly woman, but then she puts her hood back, and then she looks very much what I call like the divine, feminine, like the blue lady. So think of these are people that are new guys, but they are new old in the way that they've always been in and around your energy field. But when we make shifts, all of a sudden it could be like a change of guards where all of a sudden we could tap into a different set of guides that are part of our soul group, you could say. And so when we make that shift, we absolutely can feel them, call on them. They will make their energy noticed. And especially when I look at the medicine woman, she's here to open up other, she goes right to the heart. So the angel, fifth dimensional person is really about lightening up and really having fun in a way. Because sometimes we could get really serious, even in metaphysics, the people could get really serious. So she's about really helping heal that wounded child aspect that we all have. And the medicine woman person, she's here to really deal with issues of the heart. And she also is giving you like homeopathy and all these different herbs, so you could have a new interest in that. So I'd welcome them, Meryl, and they're absolutely here to guide you and have fun. And I heard my
cue. Thank you.
You're welcome. You are absolutely welcome. So I heard my cue. We're going to a break, and we'll be back after these short few messages.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, whole body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net. Or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Stinging nettle. Not simply a plant to avoid brushing up against while in the woods, this plant is an important herb. Harvest fresh with gloves, and you can add this leafy green food to soups, lasagna, or make as a tea. High in minerals such as iron and calcium, nettle leaf has antihistamine and anti-inflammatory effects, so is a good ally for those with seasonal allergies. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome to Anagallis Herbs, a quirky company that believes Mother Earth gives us everything we need to heal our bodies naturally. We believe if you can't put it in your body, you shouldn't be putting it on your body. Our beautiful face creams and body salves are a treat for your skin and your soul. Our baby products are delightfully effective and non-toxic. You can find our products online at anagallis.com or call our master herbalist, 925-337-5229. Anagallis Herbs. If you can't put it in your body, you don't put it on your body.
Conversation. We're taking phone calls, and we got open phone lines. We got people on the phone. So, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
Well, we can enlighten everybody, you know, in our little conversation. I don't mind, Carrie. It's a good thing, right? So, basically, what we were talking about real fast is, you know, you get a lot of trick-or-treaters, you filled me in on how much you spend on candy for these little buggers. And you said you spent up to $100?
Yes.
It's amazing.
I know. But we live, as I was explaining, in our town, there's a lot of windy, windy roads. And so the parents drop their kids off. We have lines. It looks like there's a parade of cars. And you'll have 10 to 12 kids at one shot knocking on the door. And then you have another 10 and another 10. We easily have between 400 to 500 kids walking through this neighborhood tonight. One time I said, forget this. My kids were out with their dad. And, I got egged. My car got scratched.
First of all, you need to hire me to be some security out there for you. Second of all,
I will.
You should. I know we were talking. We should let people in. You should spend maybe half of that, like $50,
right.
And then turn off your light, lock the door, and then maybe put a friendly sign saying, I'm all out. You know,
I understand
everyone's getting upset because you don't have any, and you're probably the nicest one on the block, which you are. So they know you're, you know, a given. But anyways, be careful out there. That's all that matters, right?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Ooh, and one other thing. I don't know if you want to look into your local areas. I know in past cities from where I'm from in Alaska, the neighborhood would put out an invitation to those working at the hospitals. Actually, they would actually X-ray your candy for other things. If you're, you know, because I'm just saying, just try to be safe out there. Yeah. They're more than happy to offer their X-ray machines out to have the kids' candy being scanned just in case. You never know. Just for some bad candy to come through, and we of course want everybody to be safe and have a good time.
That's right.
Okay. Well, enough about us. Let's go to Ivy. Oh no, pardon me. Kathleen's all queued up, ready to go. She's calling in from Seattle. Ivy, we'll get to you next. Kathleen is actually going with some legal issues with her house. So, Kathleen, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Yes, my house. I have been trying to keep it out of foreclosure for the last, since 2007. And I feel like I'm coming up to the final round, and I'm wondering if you can give me any insight. And by the way, this was the house that got egged and toilet papered last year at Halloween because I wasn't here to give out treats.
yeah, I do feel you coming down to the final round. And do you literally have a date set up in February?
Not in February. The date for the sale is December 9th.
Okay. So will everything get wrapped up by February?
Hopefully everything will be wrapped up before then.
Okay. All right. You're going to keep telling me to February. Actually, February 2nd in particular, and I'm seeing all these, blinking lights behind you. So think about that could be something, because it's a really good colors behind you. So think of by February 2nd in particular, 2012, there's all the 222s around you, which is all about manifesting the physical 3D world, feeling the weight of all this off your shoulders, feeling the lightness and all of that kind of stuff. So it's really a good thing, and sometimes we don't realize, especially 2007, that's a long time to have to go through that. It's like an energetic, what I'm saying, arm wrestling, which takes can really be draining, and so all of a sudden you can recognize how much it's draining you or how much it has drained you. So
I learned a lot. I learned a great deal.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. So think of that's where it's like the old words of taking the pearls of wisdom and leaving the pain behind, and you could literally notice that by every single month that goes by, and by February you could feel like you're on top of the world, and you can also feel, Kathleen, that this whole period is like a long time away. It was like years ago, and when we totally I'm seeing the end, and I'm seeing you closing the book, and then you're given the book of the new beginnings, and the new beginnings have all gold and silver around that, so that's a really good symbol of mine of writing new beginnings, life story about for yourself, which is much more. It's exciting, and I see this gold and silver pen. So all of that's very good symbols for you to start new life, new beginnings, and not having this weight over you. So taking the wisdom, taking what you learned, and leaving the rest of it behind. And the theme today is our current circumstances do not define us. Our external current circumstances do not define who we are. And this whole pull of the end of the year till, and especially throughout 2012, it's a real I keep on seeing these reflective mirrors on us for us to open up our hearts, drop our heart to the mechanisms, and drop our past histories and really get excited about remembering who we are and getting reconnected to that. So that's a really good thing for you. So congratulations. Things are sailing, and it's a thumbs up for you. So congratulations.
All right. Wonderful.
All right, Kathleen.
Yeah, thanks very much, Kathleen. Yep, and good luck to you. Do you think we have time for one more, Carrie?
One more quick one.
All right,
I think we do.
This is actually a pretty good one. Ivy's been waiting patiently. Thanks, Ivy. She's calling in from Bothell. For the past few months, she said she's been seeing cars pulling U-turns, and a lot of them. Frankly, I'd say get some insurance right away. That's what I would do. That's just me. But Ivy, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know what – you're so good at symbolism, Carrie. I don't know what this means because
Okay, say that again. So out of the blue, cars are doing U-turns?
Yeah, whether I'm driving or walking, whether it's the highway, residential areas in the city, I see cars and they're pulling U-turns in front of me. And then it's been escalating the last couple weeks. Uh-huh. And nobody else sees this going on.
Do you know if they're turning more toward the left or the right?
To the left.
Bottom line, what I'm seeing is when it comes down to it, it's energetic flexibility. So think of where people can be, they could be thinking they're going straight ahead, and then all of a sudden they're turning around, and they're just having energetic flexibility to say, I don't care where my life is where how I've been directing my energy, so I can rein my energy in and turn it around and redirect it. And it really goes to theme what we were talking about, that we are the co-creators writing a new script, and it's the bottom line is energetic flexibility. And I hear my cue. So we're going to be closing up the show, and thank you, Ivy. And so may everyone align with the divine. Talk to you next week. Open phone lines again. Talk to you next week. Have a happy Halloween.